This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How the gap between your intentions and your impact expose a self-awareness blind spot. Why good intentions do not protect you from damaging your relationships. In short, your intentions are invisible to everyone but you. What people experience is your impact, your tone, your timing, your body language, your word choice. Self-awareness blind spots life precisely in the space between what you meant and what landed. Closing the gap is not about trying harder. It is about seeing more clearly. Definition: self-awareness blind spots are the gaps between how you believe you come across and how others actually experience you. They form when your internal sense of your own intentions overrides your attention to the signals you send outward, leaving you confident and oblivious at the same time. There is a particular kind of damage that well-meaning people do, not through cruelty, not through carelessness, but through confidence. They believe they know how they come across. They trust their intentions. And that trust is exactly what keeps their self-awareness blind spots hidden. I have watched this pattern play out over 6 decades of observing people communicate. A manager gives what she believes is an encouraging pep talk, and her team leaves the room deflated. A colleague offers what he considers honest support, and the recipient feels condescended to. In every case, the person at the centre is genuinely confused by the reaction. They know what they meant. What they cannot see is what actually landed. That confusion is the signal. It tells you that a blind spot is at work, and understanding how those blind spots form is the thing that finally allows you to do something about them. Why your intentions feel more real than your impact. Here is the truth that you have direct access to your intentions, but you only have partial access to your impact. You know exactly what you meant to say. You felt the warmth behind your words, the care behind your criticism, the humour behind your remark. That felt reality is vivid and immediate. What you cannot feel is how your tone shifted when you retired, how your word choice landed harder than you planned, or how your timing made the other person feel ambushed rather than supported. That information lives in the other person, not in you. This is why the gap between intentions and impact is so persistent. It is not a gap that effort alone can close. You cannot simply try harder to be kind and expect the other person to receive you that way. Their experience is shaped by what they observe, not by what you feel internally. When you understand this, self-awareness stops being a vague character trait and starts being a very specific skill, the ability to monitor your outward signals with the same attention you give your inward intentions. The hidden mechanism behind the gap. Let me tell you something I learned the hard way. The reason blind spots stay blind is not stupidity or malice. It is a very human tendency to use our intentions as a filter for interpreting our own behavior. When you speak with good intentions, your brain quietly assigns those intentions to everything you say. A firm tone becomes directness. A blunt remark becomes honesty. Talking over someone becomes enthusiasm. You are not lying to yourself. You are just editing in real time. And the edit always favors the best version of your intentions. Meanwhile, the other person has no access to that internal edit. They receive the firm tone, the blunt remark, the interruption, and they draw their own conclusions. Those conclusions are based entirely on observable signals: your face, your pace, your words, your body. This is what creates the perception gap that sits at the heart of every self-awareness blind spot. The practical consequence of this is uncomfortable, but important. Every conversation you have is being evaluated on evidence you may not be monitoring. Your credibility, your trustworthiness, your respect for the other person, all of it is being assessed on signals you might consider incidental. Fixing this requires you to turn your attention outward, not inward. For practical tools to help you stay grounded when that outward attention is hardest to maintain, particularly when you feel defensive, the core framework for staying grounded during tense workplace conversations is worth studying carefully. What the gap looks like in real situations. A senior leader I once worked with was known among her team for being impossible to read. She prided herself on staying calm under pressure. What she did not know was that her calm had a quality her team experienced as coldness. When a project went wrong, she would ask measured questions in a level tone. She believed she was creating space for problem solving. Her team experienced it as interrogation, the calm before a consequence. She was not a cold person. But her impact was cold. The gap between those two things had been quietly eroding trust for months before anyone said a word. This kind of mismatch appears constantly in feedback conversations too. Someone delivers criticism with what they experience as gentleness, leading with a compliment, softening the language, choosing careful words. The recipient feels patronized. The gentleness they intended reads as performance. Without self-monitoring, the feedback giver walks away believing they handled it well, while the other person walks away feeling managed rather than respected. If you want to understand why the confidence you feel in these moments can actually work against you, the Confidence Competence Loop article on feedback skills maps this dynamic with real precision. Why the gap goes unnoticed for so long. Most people only examine their impact when something goes visibly wrong. A relationship breaks down. A team member requests a transfer. A conversation ends with a silence that should not have been there. Up to that point, the absence of conflict feels like confirmation that everything is fine. It is not. Silence is often accommodation, not agreement. People learn quickly which parts of themselves to protect around you, and they adjust. They stop bringing you certain problems. They answer your questions without volunteering anything extra. The relationship continues, but it narrows. You do not see this narrowing because it happens gradually. There is no moment of obvious rupture, no clear signal that anything has changed. The other person has simply recalibrated their trust, and they have done it quietly. This is why understanding how the confidence-competence loop affects tension management matters so much. The managers who handle workplace tension well are not the ones with the best intentions. They are the ones who have built enough self-awareness to notice when the room shifts, before it shifts too far. There is another reason the gap persists. Feedback is uncomfortable to receive and uncomfortable to give. So the people who experience your impact often say nothing, or say something so softened that you do not register it as corrective information. You leave the conversation with your self-image intact, and your blind spot untouched. I cover this pattern in depth and say it right every time, particularly the way our brains interpret ambiguous feedback as confirmation rather than challenge. It is a reliable mechanism, and knowing it exists is the first step to overriding it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Three patterns that reveal a blind spot in action. These are not exhaustive, but they are the three I have seen most consistently across decades of watching people communicate. You are frequently surprised by how others react to you. When their response does not match your expectation, you tend to attribute the mismatch to them rather than to something you may have sent. Surprise itself is not a blind spot, but the reflex to explain it away always is. You receive praise for your intentions more than for your impact. People tell you that you care, that you mean well, that your heart is in the right place. These are generous observations, but they are also signals. Caring is invisible. Impact is what people actually feel. If the praise clusters around your intentions, the impact may be going unacknowledged for a reason. Conversations feel clearer to you than they do to the other person. You walk away knowing what was said. They walk away unsure of where they stand. This gap in clarity is almost always a sign that you were more focused on what you were communicating than on what they were receiving. Developing the skill to catch these patterns in real time is directly connected to how leaders develop their voice and their authority. The link between self-monitoring and effective leadership communication is mapped clearly in how the confidence competence loop explains why some leaders develop a stronger voice faster. How to begin closing the gap. The first shift is simple, but not easy. Start treating other people's reactions as data rather than responses to evaluate. When someone goes quiet, when a team member seems reluctant, when a conversation ends awkwardly, resist the urge to explain it. Get curious about it instead. Ask what they heard rather than restating what you said. This single move interrupts the cycle of relying on intentions to define impact. You are asking for the other person's actual experience, not asking them to confirm your version of events. The second shift is to prepare for impact, not just for content. Before a difficult conversation, most people rehearse what they want to say. The more useful preparation is to ask, how might this land? What tone am I likely to default to under pressure? Where does my delivery tend to harden when I feel challenged? Using the core framework to stay calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction gives you a practical structure for this kind of preparation. It is one of the most direct tools I have seen for catching your own reactions before they become someone else's problem. The third shift is to actively seek patterns in how people respond to you over time, not just in individual conversations. Self-awareness is not built in a single moment of insight. It grows through repeated cycles of action, observation, and honest adjustment. Teams that do this well collectively build a culture where people can actually say what they experience, which is why how teams build synergy faster is directly connected to the self-awareness each individual brings to the group. If your team conversations around self-awareness still feel fraught or uncomfortable, how to make team synergy conversations less terrifying offers a structured way to approach them with less anxiety and more genuine connection. What honest self-awareness actually requires. This much I know for certain: self-awareness is not self-criticism. It is not about cataloguing your flaws or treating every difficult reaction as proof that you failed someone. It is about maintaining a genuine interest in the gap between how you experience yourself and how others experience you. That interest requires courage. It is easier to trust your intentions than to examine your impact. It is easier to explain away someone's reaction than to sit with the possibility that you contributed to it. The people who close their self-awareness blind spots are not more virtuous than others. They are simply more willing to look. The gap between your intentions and your impact is not a character flaw. It is the natural condition of being human in conversation with other humans. What you do with that gap is the whole of it. Closing your self-awareness blind spots is a practice that earns you something no good intention ever can: the trust of people who've actually experienced how you make them feel. Frequently asked questions. What are self-awareness blind spots? Self-awareness blind spots are the gaps between how you believe you come across and how others actually experience you. They form when your internal experience of your own intentions is stronger than your attention to the signals you are sending outward to the people around you. Why do self-awareness blind spots happen to good communicators? Good communicators are not immune, because blind spots are built on confidence, not incompetence. The more fluent you become in conversation, the easier it is to trust your intentions and stop monitoring your actual impact. Competence can quietly switch off your self-monitoring without you noticing. How do you identify your own self-awareness blind spots? Pay attention to patterns in how people respond to you, especially in recurring friction or unexpected silence. Ask trusted colleagues for specific feedback on how you come across under pressure. The responses that surprise you most are the strongest signals of where your blind spots lie. What is the difference between intention and impact in communication? Your intention is the meaning you want to convey, which only you have access to. Impact is what the other person actually receives, shaped by your tone, pacing, word choice, and body language. The two can diverge completely even when your intention is entirely positive and well-meaning. Can self-awareness blind spots damage your professional relationships? Yes, when the gap between your intentions and your impact goes unexamined, people around you form conclusions about your character based on what they experience, not what you meant. Trust erodes slowly, and by the time you notice the damage, the other person has already adjusted how much they share with you. How do you close the gap between intentions and impact? Start by treating feedback as data, not judgment. When someone reacts in a way you did not expect, get curious before you get defensive. Ask what they heard rather than restating what you meant. Repeated practice of this single habit builds the self-monitoring muscle that closes the gap over time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.